Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Truth Seeker, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I'm a guy from Norway pushing 50. That relies more on observation and research regarding women than actual experience. What I've noticed is that women's lack of interest in men is often explained away with them wanting high status men. Men with resources and sometimes men with the best body slash DNA for their reproductive urges. But female homosexuality is becoming more and more common. Like Skirt Club, that has venues for bi-curious women in more than 20 cities around the world. Then there's research showing no difference in how male and female brains react to erotic visual stimuli, and the complete failure of the magazine Playgirl to attract female readers, leading to the obvious conclusion that women are more aroused by women's bodies than men's, and the constant blaming of men for only 30% of women being able to reach orgasm, when women have no problem reaching it when being with other women. This also might correlate with a revelation made by one of the spicy websites that ends with the word hub, that most of their female watchers view spicy content with two women getting it on. So these facts have led me to the conclusion that when it comes to sexuality and non-need for male validation, relationships, or primal reproductive urges, women are more homosexual than heterosexual. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this issue. Best regards, Truth Seeker. Well, Truth Seeker, thanks for the donation and topic. I like to rely on as much data as possible as well, and the first thing I want to share is this poll that I've shared before in another video, showing that 16% of Zoomers are actually LGBT. In two generations, if the trend of doubling continues from one generation to the next, 50 to 60% of both males and females in our society will be classified as LGBTQ-LMNOP. So the question is this the way that women have always been, or is there something more to it than that? My Sandman spidey sense is telling me that since our society has been over-sexualized, it's taking a lot more to turn both men and women on. Since the female body is more visually appealing, I don't blame women for being turned on by it. Then again, women being more interested in women might just be a natural part of our species. Take a look at this tweet that Mr. Obvious shared about how the disintegration of family and rise in homosexuality led to the fall of the Roman Empire. He probably thinks we're going through something similar in the West right now. I agree. Chastity is all about harnessing human productive energy to build civilization. Yet uncontrolled sexual energy leads to the destruction of civilization. Because when you're into pleasure, you have nothing to show for it except a temporary good feeling, followed by chasing the next sexual high. But when you aren't sexually satisfied, you have to keep working on other things in life and transmutate your sexual energy into your family or possibly your work. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women bumping their rumps together, Clown World Show. Truth Seeker, to be fair, magazines are dead, so I wouldn't expect women to be buying Playgirl magazine right now. Besides, magazines like that were usually created for gay males in the first place. I shared the two links you sent me in the description, the first one being Skirt Club. In one of the podcasts on there, one woman is commenting that it was actually good to see queer women in power. So it makes me wonder if the whole Skirt Club thing is actually women that want to sleep with other women, or if it's actually designed more for women to network with one another to gain positions of authority in companies. After all, if you're a woman that likes to play with other women, and you figure out that your boss likes to do the same, then you can use that to your advantage, to sleep with her and get a promotion. That's one of the things that no one is thinking of as more women gain positions of authority. In the past, women would sleep with men to get promotions, but if the majority of higher-ups are women these days, then you might actually start to see women sleeping with other women for those promotions. Truth Seeker, I'm also not sure about the whole issue of women more likely to give other women orgasms. I don't know about you, but I've heard lesbians complain about the fact that neither of them wants to initiate the sex act. So if a man can't give a woman an orgasm by trying, what makes you think another woman is going to give it to her without trying at all? To be fair, most women can't give me an orgasm either. They aren't all that entertaining in bed or know how to use their bodies to visually stimulate me or use their hands. Except for Asian women, they know how to hand out happy endings, it seems, if you know what I mean. The female orgasm is a combination of mental and physical stimulation. Back in Victorian times, women would go to the doctor so he would use a special glorified vibrator on them. Imagine the racket doctors had back then on sexual release for women, back in 1895. Back then, there wasn't any pornography and women were not sexually overstimulated. So it makes me think that women having a hard time getting off is a biological thing, more than anything else. As for when they're just as visual, if not more visual, than men are. I put that article called Men and Women Respond Identically to Erotic Images in the description. And of course we do. Any single black-pilled incel out there can tell you that women are just as visual, if not more visually picky than men are. I think it's women that perpetuate the myth that men are more visual when it comes to women, and that women are more interested in men's behavior or words. I think it's women that perpetuate that myth because if all men knew that women wanted men for the way we look, then we'd probably start putting more effort into our appearance. This would then force women to also put more effort into their looks, to compete with other women for the best men. Western women want to stay lazy with their looks, so the best way to avoid effort is to convince men that we don't need to put effort in our appearance in the first place. It's counterintuitive. They like a good-looking man, but if he's too good-looking, then they fear that he might have options there, and the probability of leaving her is actually a lot greater. I've experienced before where women were turned on by me, wanted to get me fat and make me less attractive, because then they can let themselves go too. As for the proliferation of scissor sisters, you know it's just going to get worse with time, especially as it becomes increasingly socially acceptable, and as the number of men go their own way, women will have to look to other women for sexual and physical supports. As Mr. Obvious pointed out, that's what happened to the Roman Empire in the 1st and 2nd centuries AD. But as for us, it's not taking a century or two. It's only going to take 2 or 3 decades before we get to that point, because information technology is speeding up our decline. Besides women being visually aroused by other women's bodies, I think part of their desire to be with women is to prove that they can do everything the way that a man can do it. Women see men depicted as strong and empowered if they have a good-looking woman on their arm. And women, it seems, want respect for men for having a sexy woman, too. Plus, if they are with an attractive woman, then they probably think to themselves that guys will be pissed off at them, and they can pretty much spread negative feelings around as a form of revenge. In the last 5 years, I've known at least 5 seemingly straight women that suddenly posted on their Facebook that they were in a same-sex relationship, out of the blue. Women that were extremely attractive that I took fashion photos of. One of those women I met while on a road trip. Another woman that blimped up in her early 20s into a bull dyke and suddenly declared she's getting married to another woman. The other women these particular women got together with weren't all that visually appealing. They look like fat female incels. I think that part of it is that feminine women are attracted to masculine males. But I think that with all the soy boys out there, those masculine men are in short supply these days. So many women would rather be with masculine looking females. I also think that women that are in relationships with trans men or other women are more likely to virtue signal that they're part of the right so-called political belief system, so they're more likely to get promoted at work. If what she says is correct, Truth Seeker, that women are attracted to females more than males, then doesn't it make sense for potential upward mobility in their careers to virtue signal that they're in relationships with other females? I think that the rise in homosexuality in general is due to a number of factors. The fact that it identifies you on the left so that you're more likely to rise up in your woke organization is also part of it. The lower number of masculine men, with the average 21-year-old male these days having the same amount of testosterone as a 65-year-old male 40 years ago, is probably also part of it, because opposites attract. The fact that more men are going their own way is also probably influencing women to be with other women, because their options when it comes to men are slimmer and slimmer. Also, the fact that women want higher status males, but those are harder to find. So now they're seemingly being turned on by higher status females. Women are turned on by power, and there are more powerful women in business these days with high pay, so it makes sense that they would go after them. More women as authority figures probably means more lesbians. To be fair, there have always been a lot of women that I've known over the years that would get drunk and release their inhibitions all over another girl. They would start making out with other girls in front of their boyfriends. If you want to know a woman's repressed sexual urges, get her drunk and see what she does. For that matter, if you want to know if one of your male friends has gay or bi tendencies, get them drunk and see what happens. The first time I got drunk, I was tricked into it because someone gave me a triple instead of a single, and I had no idea what was going on, so I tried making up with a lesbian. I also think that the man-hating in our culture is contributing to women being repulsed sexually to men, because their college or cultural Marxists are telling them that all men are awful. So they're drinking the woke Kool-Aid, and believe that all men are oppressive misogynists, so the only love they can have in their life is for another woman. The same sort of thing that happened in the 1970s when third wave feminism was becoming big. Back then, many women became man-hating feminists and lesbians. The difference between now and then is that most women didn't go to college back then, and today they do. And they're increasingly indoctrinated into feminism by university faculties. As for conclusively why we're seeing the rise in homosexuality, it's probably a combination of indoctrination and something that naturally happens at the end of an empire. That's why it's difficult, if not impossible, to zero in on only one reason for it. Remember that for most of the 20th century and before, it was made illegal, because the people that built society probably feared that if it became rampant, then the West would fall under the same forces of lustful decadence that took Rome down. The lessons of history were not lost on people back then, but they seem to be lost on us now. I have no issues with it so long as it's not shared with the general public, because then some people might just be doing it because of the added attention that it brings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Truth Seeker for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash each other in bed, but nothing happens because neither of them wants to make the first move on each other in bed. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are only lesbians in their 20s because it's hip and sporty before changing their minds and deciding they'd rather have a trouser snake swim up their cooch away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.